from the Carter Subaru Studios, this is the G and Ursula Show with G. Scott and Ursula Voitin.
Fresh Fridays here on the G and Ursula Show. Happy Friday to you and welcome to the weekend. Good morning, Ursula.
Good morning, G. I have been having fun today on this Fresh Friday. Hope you have been too. If you haven't already put this into your regular routine, we love it when you connect with us. 888-973-5476, 888-973-CHIRO is our state roofing text line. Also follow us on the G and Ursula Show Facebook page. Love the comments there on our posts. And I've got to say that our listeners, even when they disagree, are generally so nice to each other.
They really are.
Right? And you don't see that very much anymore when you get on social media and people interact with each other. And I just see a lot of support amongst the community, and it makes me really happy.
The thing that I'm looking forward to one day, and I really believe it's going to happen, I'm looking forward to when talk radio, news, and everything truly reflects the majority of society. Because truth be told, the majority of people are good people. The majority of people are not hateful. But unfortunately, today, squeaky wheel always gets the grease first. That's why ratings and all those things always usually tend to favor. Like, when you look at the news, you want to see somebody rescuing the cat out of the tree? Or do you want to see a house fire? You know, and that's where we are. I'm looking forward to the day that radio and everything reflects how truly people are. I can go to the grocery store right now, and I guarantee you that's going to be a positive experience. I can go to the coffee shop. It's going to be a positive experience. Now, somebody's going to say, but gee, there's crime. Sure. When's the last time, Ursula, you've gone out, left Cairo Radio, gone to your car, gone home, drove, and saw a crime? You know what I mean? Like, the vast majority of your life is spent, like, when you see a crime, you're like, ooh.
I hate to say it. I am seeing it more, but I get your point, though. It's like, life is good, people are good, and we just have to spend more time.
You're not telling me and Chef.
Yeah.
Because you haven't told us about anything happening.
I've told you about
Have you seen the graffiti?
And I've told you about my Rite Aid, where every week there's a new crime. In any case, I get your point.
Yeah.
Yes. We are going to be talking about art, though, coming up at 11:30.
Yep.
We're going to have a feature from Heather, but right now,
I'm going to be negative on art.
Listen to you.
I can't stand art class. Agree to Disagree comes up next. Comes up now, brought to you by Guardian Roofing and Gutters. One of these days, we just got to take off the gloves. Just really go at it.
Let's talk a little bit of higher education. It is not only Seattle schools and many public schools around the state that are seeing a drop in enrollment. That trend has also moved on to our universities and colleges. Let's go over to Wazoo, where there are about 2,300 fewer students enrolled this year compared to last year, 8% down. It is the third straight year that Wazoo has seen a decline in enrollment. This is true of every university in the state and college in the state, except for UW. So I want to ask you guys what you think is going on with higher education. G, I'll start with you.
I think that we are talking about more of trade schools. I think we are talking about more of, hey, you don't need to necessarily go and spend $150,000 to $200,000 on that university, or if you don't spend for it, you take the student loan out. You don't have to do those things. There's other ways that you can go about getting to wherever it is that you want to go. So, for an example, one of the things, let's just be real. You start talking about the University of Washington. You have different options now. You can go to University of Washington Tacoma or the Botho campus, and you know that those are significantly cheaper. And I think, Ursula, over the last couple years, especially during the pandemic and even coming out of it, more and more people are having discussions about the pitfalls of going after higher education and the student loan debt that can possibly keep you behind. I think this is going to be continued a trend, and I think universities are trying their best to entice people to try to come to their university with more things, considering, was it called the Common App, Ursula, where now you can just fill out one application and you can apply to them all, as opposed to when we were younger, we'd have to have $50 application fee here, $50 application there. So you fill out for four universities you want to go to school at, that's $200.
Mm. Yeah, on the Common App, I was mentioning that was available. I don't know when it started, but I know that it was available when my oldest was applying for college. Mm-hmm. And more and more universities jump on that. There are still people paying $70-$80 per application because not every school falls into the Common App thing. But what I think is happening is, yes, college has become much too expensive. But why isn't that applying to University of Washington, where they still turn away so many students? Because UW has built up this reputation. It's often in U.S. News and World Report and World Universities rankings, et cetera. It does very, very well. The University of Washington has a great reputation, as does Washington State, but it is different. University of Washington is closer to a big city like Seattle. Washington State is in Pullman, on the eastern side of the state. When you think of reputations of either school, what do you say? When you say UW, oh yeah, it's got, you know, great nursing programs, got great business school, it's got a great this, got a great that. What do you say when you talk about WSU? Unfairly, but it's like, oh, that's a great party school. It has a very, very loyal fan base, which we have talked about. I think almost every school. My son went to Boulder. That's a party school,
too. There's parties at all schools,
true. My other son went to UCLA. That's a party school, too. So, yeah, I think but it's not known for necessarily as academic prowess, which I know the richest person I know I've ever met went to WSU. I will say that.
The president of the Seattle Seahawks, Mr. Chuck Arnold, go Cougs, he went to Washington State. One last thing, I want to say the number one reason, Ursula and Chef, that I really believe it is, the number one reason is employers across the country are relaxing their restrictions or expectations when it comes to if you need the four-year degree. I think that is the number one reason as to why we will continue to see college enrollment decrease.
Now, I think it's just gotten way too expensive.
Yeah, it's a simple value proposition. I think for a lot of people, they're looking at the value of college versus the cost, weighing the benefits and saying, maybe not for me. This is just your daily reminder that even though some folks, including my wife, got some student loan debt relief, the whole system is broken. And have you heard boo from either side of the aisle about fixing it?
No.
Okay, let's move on to the city of Seattle. Should you get a late fee if you don't pay your parking ticket on time? The city of Seattle says yes to that question again after a pause during the pandemic. We brought this up. Earlier, and I want to bring it back. We had a lot of folks that weighed in on this. Many people who are just saying, "Hey, there are scofflaws who intentionally choose to break the law without having a late fee in place to increase the penalty. You will only increase the number of folks who choose to park illegally or park too long." G. Scott, I want to extend this conversation because your position was that one should not receive an additional late fee if you already have a fine. You're going to go into collections. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. How about the boot? How about the boot? Because they do have the ability to, after I believe it is four tickets that are unpaid, boot your vehicle. How do you feel about the boot going on people's car instead of just that late fee?
Give me the boot. I'll take the boot over the fee. Now, growing up, guys, straight up, growing up in the neighborhood, yo, I saw the boot all the time. You know what I mean? A lot of people didn't have them. They didn't have them parking tickets, and they come out and they had a boot on. I would much rather the idea is like, look, Charlie or Brenda, you've got four tickets that you have not paid. There's no late fee, but it's been four tickets. Here comes the boot. I'll take the boot over the fees.
I think the boot is the same idea as the fees. The point is, if you are not going to pay your tickets, you are going to face an additional penalty. And without that additional penalty, there is no added incentive to pay on time or pay at all. And I know you said, well, it goes into collections. Well, people can just disregard collections as well. My point would be, first of all, try to avoid getting a ticket in the first place. And I have gotten tickets myself. Yeah. And I've one time, maybe even twice, didn't pay in time. It's like, yeah, it sucks to have to pay that additional fee. But you don't do it over and over again when you have to, because it's going to cost you too much. And I get, so I think two things can be true. I get that it can make people go into a cycle of debt and just get worse and worse and worse. But I also understand that there are, if you didn't have that additional incentive, there are people who just like, I know people like that who just have a pile of them. Well, you said that at one point you were that person.
Yeah, I was. And, you know, and at a certain point they stack up and you can't pay them. You're right that there are people who do let them stack up and absolutely can pay them. But here's the deal. I would actually rather see people get booted than a late fee on every single ticket. Because a boot is an actual consequence, right? That is a real consequence. You cannot move your vehicle. Now, a late fee, that's just for a rich person. There's no such thing as a penalty for someone who can afford to pay that. They can collect as many late fees as they want. It's never actually going to hurt them. The only downside of the boot is if you get one at a really bad moment and you got to get to work and you don't have the money in your account or a credit card on you with any balance, that can really hose you financially. But I'd rather see someone face some inconvenience than just strictly escalating financial penalties for each instance.
That's why I recommended the boot. Because the consequence stops right there.
So what happens, though, when you have to get your car out of the boot? Don't you have to pay and no, then you have to pay anyway?
Yes. You do have to pay money. But that's it. But when you start adding the fees on and then they collect and then they go to collections, you guys ready for this? Then it hits your credit score. And then when your credit score drops, then you have situations and other opportunities because your credit score dropped, you are now paying higher interest rates. So not only are you being penalized for those late fees, you're also being penalized for other things. And then you do something like G. Scott did and say, well, you know what? I'm going to go to payday loans and then I'm going to go get this payday loan and this will help me out. And then you and then you find out how that situation. So yes, if you in the best world, the boot would be the alternative. And how do you prevent yourself from coming getting the boot? Let it be universal. Hey, listen, you won't get the boot if you are paying something monthly.
I love that.
If you are paying something monthly, you won't get the boot. But if I come out and Brenda, I see that boot on your car, I know that you did not pay anything. You couldn't give $2. You ringing?
Yes.
Someone
just called at an inopportune time. I've got a show, people. Okay. If you, and again, I just want to point out, if you are unable to pay, because I don't think a lot of people know this, you can work something out. I'm told. You can.
You're right. I don't think people know that.
Yeah.
I mean, in navigating the phone tree of the Seattle court system, that is, I mean, you're talking about a half an hour proposition at minimum to try and get through there. I'd also like to point out that parking ticket collection and notification has gotten a lot more efficient over the last decade. I was looking up a 2012 King 5 story. When they first started introducing these e-chalkers, so that's the cars that go around with the cameras all the way around the top of it, kind of like the Google Street View, that scan license plate, one officer in nine hours worth of work can scan 6,000 plates. So the rate that they can issue tickets and fine people who have outstanding fines or, you know, 4+ tickets, vastly improved compared to years ago. They can issue these things like clockwork.
And you know why they make it so efficient? And this is why at the beginning of the argument, when we were talking about this in the first hour, I said we just need to be better about offering more options for people so it doesn't cost an arm and a leg to park in Seattle when we're trying to get people back in the city. But paid street parking in the city of Seattle, this was from a couple of years ago, generates $37 million for the city each year. And another nearly $22 million is from tickets, an additional $22 million. So if you think that
and
they're not going to want to be efficient.
And watch this. And how much money do we pay for our homeless population? And what we going on with that? How about how much we pay a lot of money with that? And here's Bettina in Botho texts in and says, I was a person with a ton of tickets, working two jobs, sleeping during the day, made it difficult to manage my parking. Just writing in to say the worst part was dealing with sadistic people at the collection agency. Even if you're well-intentioned and making efforts to pay, the collection people kind of mess with you. It's not right. It was maddening. Life is hard enough without you'd call them trolls. But I just say this. I will. How about this? We can come to common ground on this one, Ursula. And here's one we can agree with. I do believe that the city should really make it a blanket and make it big awareness to say, hey, like you're saying, put something on it.
Yes.
By the way, that's something I used to say to the bill collectors all the time.
I'm going to give you $5.
Mr. Scott, we're getting ready to cut off your lights. Can I put something on it?
Yes.
and somebody listening right now, you either heard your mama say it or you have said, man, can I put something on it? All right.
Well, and by the way, you made the argument so well that I would agree that I would probably prefer the boot over the collection.
Boot.
Yeah. The additional fines. Okay.
You ever seen the boot in your neighborhood? that ain't fun. What's coming up next? Oh, our very own Heather Bosch is going to come in with her Mariners sweatshirt on. She's representing the Mariners like she always does. She's coming in to talk about the importance of art, right? And I'm going to do my best to not tell you of any of my experiences in art class. And I bet you, Ursula, I bet you something tells me you were very good at art when you were younger.
You might be wrong.
We find out next. Gene Ursula.
Welcome back to the G and Ursula Show. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we're going to talk about art right now because it is one of our favorite subjects, right, G? You were so good you were a kid.
I'm trying to get on Heather's good side.
Oh, okay. So there was an international opera singer who took to the stage last night with a chorus of Seattle area teenagers. And the goal was to make arts more accessible.
So this is starting measure 45.
Under the guidance of a conductor.
Let's just have my sopranos for right now.
Members of Seattle Opera's youth program practice for a concert. Their teenaged voices blending with professional singer Michael Fabiano. Their goal, supporting the youth program here and Art Smart. It's a program that funds all kinds of one-on-one music lessons for students in underserved communities.
I have the privilege to love what I love and to pursue what I love.
Everyone deserves a great music program.
Anybody who loves singing should have the chance.
Fabiano founded Art Smart, insisting that while science, math, and other core subjects are vital for students, so is music.
They learn how to prioritize, they learn how to strategize, and they learn how to focus in different ways than they're actually taught in the classroom.
He points to studies that show when kids get involved in music programs, their school performance overall improves. For Trenoff Banerjee.
I'm very math, science, computer oriented, like in my school.
It's a welcome break from crunching numbers.
Singing is a good way to give myself a refresher and have fun at the same time.
Kimia Ardalan says it's a confidence booster.
Show people that I'm good enough and that I'm loud enough, powerful enough, and just like knowing that you're able to send all of that resonance across the room just makes you just so like powerful and just the opposite of insecure.
Other students spoke about the universality of music and how it builds and connects communities. So as schools emphasize math and science, of course, Jay Houseworth Barbo wants you to remember.
STEM, it offers the chance to figure out the world, you know, to understand the world. But in the arts, you figure out who is discovering the world. You know, you figure out you.
Heather Bosch, Cairo News Radio.
And we have put the links for both Art Smart and Seattle Opera Youth Program at MyNorthwest.com. Heather joins us now. Okay,
that was awesome.
It was. It was a beautiful piece. And we were talking about art in general. and then the arts. And so you were saying, I bet you were really good. You were asking me.
Yeah. You weren't good.
Yeah. Well, when it came to music and choir,
you're
I was
phenomenal.
In every. I loved choir.
Yeah.
When it came to actual art of drawing,
that's a different.
That's a whole different skill.
Yeah, that's a different
and that
skill
was
as
something
well.
That I did not
but
get
I
into.
But I think the arts in general, whether you're talking about painting or singing, it unlocks something in your brain, in your heart, and your soul that maybe sitting down and reading a book about something, that's important too. But it's different.
Yes. For sure.
I love this. And first of all, you always do a great job, Heather, and you did not disappoint with this. I want to be clear about something. I really enjoy hanging around people that are with this type of stuff, with the arts.
Artsy.
Whether it is singing, whether it's dancing, whether it's a painter. Like, have you ever met someone that's into those things, that's into being very creative, that was an awful person? They're always some of the nicest people that are. I'm not even joking. I'm being serious.
No, like, I get it.
You ain't never went to some place where they're painting and people had bad attitudes.
Except you told me that you were an angry painter as a child. Okay, gee, what happened in art school? Or what happened in art classes when you were little?
I didn't like it. I had no patience for it. And the part that bothered me was that in class, all of my friends would be excited when it was time to color. And I couldn't understand that.
You had to find your thing.
And that wasn't my thing. You need to make sure you're staying inside.
It
would work better if you trace it first. So I spent my entire time tracing while all my friends are finishing up coloring. I couldn't stand it. Matter of fact, it carried on to adulthood. Anytime, don't be mad at me, don't judge me. Anytime my kids brought home paint and crayons and color, look what I drew. It ain't going on the damn fridge. I'm sick and tired of walking in the houses.
Heather,
it is
Heather,
the,
I know,
the
I
magnets.
Said,
oh,
I
you know what's
no
on the
G.
fridge?
No,
you know what's on the fridge? Bills. That's what's on the fridge.
I'm talking G off the scene. But here's the thing, and you hit it. You hit the nail on the head here. It's what people are passionate about.
Yeah.
And if people are passionate about the arts, they're happy. They're having a wonderful time. They're so glad to share it with you. If people are happy about sports, they're going to be happy as well and share that. You just need to find your thing. And speaking of sports, I got a little thing I got to bring up here.
What?
You know, G. Scott, I love my G. Scott, but you are picking on me for wearing Mariner swag today.
Uh-huh.
The Mariners have a game today. I wore my Seahawks swag on Monday.
Oh.
When we had the game Monday. And I will again wear it on Sunday, when we have the game Sunday.
Well, no, I mean,
Heather's really good about that.
I mean, Ursula was asking me about it.
Oh, no, I was not. We're about telling the truth on this show, and he just pulled that out of you know what.
Somebody else called me on this in the newsroom.
I might have misremembered.
Yeah, you didn't remember that accurately.
No, my own news director called me on it and says, what, are you a fair weather fan? No.
Who,
are
Charlie?
Are you kidding me?
Who wears a vest every day?
Charlie, he's wearing the Seahawks stuff.
Celebrating the Mariners every single day. This is their year.
It's so fun. And the Seahawks. There is room in my heart for more than one sports team and for the arts.
Okay, so about that whole thing about never hanging up your kids' art, G.
Yeah.
I can't get rid of my kids' art. I mean, my kids are 22 and 26.
You still have it?
We had to make a move this summer.
Yeah.
I have boxes of their art.
Okay.
And I had to sort through and figure out which ones I was going to get rid of. And I was like, okay, does this bring... I did the Marie Kondo thing. Does this bring me joy? All of them brought me joy.
Such an Ursula thing. I totally get it.
All right. There's a lot of people that's texting in and you guys saying,
wow.
G, you don't have a heart. Okay, fair enough. Just recently, you had to move out the crib because you're getting some stuff done.
Yes.
We've talked about that.
Yes.
Okay. For the sake of this discussion, and be honest, when's the last time you've gone and opened up the boxes and looked at your kids' art?
I do it maybe once every couple of years, just like I go through their photos. I have boxes of photos. I mean, there was a time when we didn't have everything on our phones and we actually put things in photo albums.
That's true.
Right, Heather?
That's true.
Or boxes. And so, yeah, you know, now that my kids are in college or beyond,
I actually,
beyond college, excuse me,
Yeah, I mean, framed some of mine.
Thank
they're
you.
Framed and they're on my wall.
They're a reminder of a very happy time.
Do you guys go and open up the boxes and like, oh, I remember this.
Don't have any boxes. I have them hanging on the wall.
Yes. Just kind of like you do with your shoes. It's our kids' art.
Oh, now, now.
She hangs your shoes on the wall.
I just want you to know, that is very unfair.
That was below the belt there, Earth.
To use a real topic when it comes to shoes. Do you know the variation? Today I have on Space Jams.
They're lovely.
Did you guys notice today I didn't dress in shorts like a bum with the Crocs on
and
today?
And you're wearing your Seahawks swag, and I'm very proud of you.
See, look at that 206 framed art for my kids hanging all over the house. Ms. Jan says, I frame kids, some of my kids' art. Yeah, that's you're the one that's unusual, not hanging up anything.
I compost it.
What?
Oh. I compost it. Trust me, after a year of preschool, this is stacked like 3 feet high. You can't keep it all.
You can't keep it all. But believe you me, Heather and I are in the same phase of our lives where you look forward to and you are very fond of those things from their childhood.
We have video recording devices now in our pockets. We don't need to keep the art.
Stop it.
So, Heather, you love the Mariners and you love the Seahawks because you can have love for multiple.
I love the M's and the Seahawks and art. Open your heart, G. You can do this.
So you're telling me, Heather, that in relationships that it's possible to love multiple things and people.
You can love artwork.
Yeah.
You can do this.
I was going to go somewhere with
this. I love
you,
G.
All right, love you back. Coming up next, your text messages, your feedback, and then we'll have Ursula's Words to Live By. G and Ursula. It's G and Ursula. I just want to say that during the last break, a lot of you guys are calling me heartless for not wanting to put kids' picture art on the refrigerator. And I just want to tell you that Ursula, the representation of our show, Ursula, she does it fantastic, and so does Chef. Chef goes to the school, and he hangs out with Matthew and his friends, and he draws.
He also composts kids' art.
It's lovely. Most relaxing thing ever, and I hated art as a kid, too.
I know, I love...
Your perspective can change over time.
There you go. Right. So there is still hope.
All right. Speaking of text messages, G was an angry painter as a child. 425 says, G, as you like to say, I could feel your energy in that segment. Bruh, who hurt you? Are you okay? Bam. Laugh out loud.
And then I got a bunch of people telling me the same advice. Take photos of your kids' art. Then you can make one of those digital photo books as a memory. I finally got rid of the clay sculptures from my kids this summer. I sent them photos first.
That's a good idea.
It is.
Late fees for parking tickets. Coming back. TW in Seattle says cities like Seattle don't rush to add additional fees as an incentive to pay. They do it to be punitive and collect more revenue.
253 says, you're all cracking me up with the boot talk. I'm a parking enforcement officer, and I'm one of the ones who boots people.
Can you
just be kind?
Can you send us your information? We would like to interview you. I got some questions for you. You know when Ursula runs to her car and she just parked it, but you still give her the ticket? I just want to ask some questions of what y'all go through. What kind of training you go through, all that.
And what kind of excuses you hear.
Thinking that they need some de-escalation training for that job.
Oh, my goodness. That's true.
Yeah. Okay, Don in the 425 says, stop coddling the irresponsible.
Robin says, FYI, if you don't pay your tickets, you won't be able to renew your registration. Then you'll get a ticket for expired tabs on top of it. Those automated license plate scanners making issuing expired tabs tickets incredibly efficient.
On scenarios, my mom wants me to watch her best friend's huge dog, and she has a huge list of demands. Bob says, you're right. Friends don't ask friends to take them to the airport, watch their dogs, etc. But friends do offer to do those things.
A homegirl, Nikki, down there in Tacoma says, don't hate on family helping family. My family is tight and we go out of the way for each other. And same with friends. We help our friends moving to airports, you name it. They help in return.
Love it.
Why is that wrong? You compensate always, but you never not ask your friends or tell your friends friends not to ask for help. That's what friends are for. That's what friends are for.
That's a great
just
song.
I need that. Just don't expect for free. Always pay even family. Wait, do you see how Nikki just did that? She just said, don't expect for free. Always pay even family. Come on, Nikki.
Yeah, at least offer to pay. I agree. There's a inconvenience. There's a, you know, it's okay to add. A lot of times they're just going to say, no, you don't need to pay. Okay. But at least offer it.
Ursula, I'm your family.
Yeah.
I just picked you up at C-Tech. It's 10:30 at night. I take you home. How is that exchange going to go? What you going to say?
I'm going to say, gee, I would love to pay for your gas and your time here.
Okay.
Oh, and I'm going to give it.
How much you going to give me?
$25, $50. I don't know, $25. I know you're going to say no, I would do it because I would do it for you.
You got to leave the money on the seat.
Yeah.
You can't
exactly.
Ask.
Exactly.
Leave,
it.
Leave the money on the sink.
Yeah. Seat.
Okay. Oh, I thought you said this.
I'm going to sneak in your house.
Ursula's time for work to live by.
I don't know who to give credit for this one, but I like it. Life is like a camera. Focus on what is important. Capture the good times. Develop from the negatives. And if things don't work out, just take another shot.
That's actually a good one. Good stuff.
Love you guys. Have a happy Friday. And, of course, the Dory Monson Show is coming up next.
Nick, what you got?
Well, now,
appreciate it. Have a great weekend. What you doing this weekend anyway? I mean, you've been, what you doing?
I haven't figured it out yet. Relaxing. How's that?
No, that sounds good. Chef, what you doing?
I have no idea. My lovely wife, she runs our schedule.
What are you doing?
I'm going to get ready to drive to Portland.
Oh, there you go. Have a great time in Portland. Visit
yeah.
the food trucks.
Ursula, I'm trying to lose weight. And I stepped on the scale yesterday and I was a pound heavier. But even though all my activities and all my food intake was great.
Just water.
Yeah, drink water. All right, we're going to do this again next week. You guys have an amazing weekend. Appreciate you for listening. Love you for that. And as always, be kind.
Hope you had as much fun as we have. So long, everybody.
The gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold.